Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Aisling Larkin, we love having you on. You're always full of great ideas. How are you?
I'm great. We've got a rainy day here, but it's all good.
It's all good. So the concept of making a bigger meal across the week, but making it work harder so that you can turn it into other meals, you are an expert on, and you've got some really lovely ideas for us this morning.
Yeah, look, I think we're all super, super busy. Cooking meals from scratch is so important, but doing it 7 days a week is exhausting, and it's really, really difficult. Like, and there's so much going on with after school activities and, trying to do meet friends and work and gym and all of these different things. So I have a couple of lovely ideas for you. You kind of box clever. You do a big dinner one day, but then you kind of stretch it out a little bit. And even from a cost of living perspective, It's kind of a smart way of eating. So one of my top ones is a creamy kind of Tuscan Italian chicken dish.
Okay.
You basically start by taking a couple of chicken fillets or chicken thighs, frying them off with a little bit of chorizo, dollop in, so you're buying kind of clever ingredients in the supermarket, things like a really nice red pesto.
Mm.
You've got your chicken, your chorizo, dollop in your red pesto, pour in a little bit of cream, and then I'm always trying to make recipes just a little bit better for it. So something like a tin of cannellini beans,
okay,
which are the equivalent of your baked beans, just without the tomato sauce, or butter beans. Drain them off, toss those in, because they're really creamy. Like, beans don't really taste anything.
Them.
So they take on the flavor. So they take on that red pesto flavor. They take on the creamy flavor. Pop in a little bit of fresh basil, a little bit of fresh spinach, and you've got this beautiful kind of creamy Italian chicken dish. Serve that over mash.
Sounds amazing.
Which is gorgeous. Yeah. And then make enough so that, like, if you're serving like six people, do kind of six chicken fillets and have about four for the first day. So you're saving over about a third. Then take what mixture you've got left over, thin that out with a little bit of stock,
okay,
a little bit of milk, and you make almost like a soup, so a creamy chickeny soup. Buy yourself a packet of, like, tortellini, really nice, like, you know, the ravioli tortellini, the ones that you buy. Drop that in, and then you've got this beautiful Italian-style kind of soup, pasta soup for the next day.
Oh, my God. Aisling, the problem when I talk to you is that at this stage of the show, I'm always absolutely starving. So now I'm like, I would have that without the chicken, but everything else I would have.
Yeah, and look, that's it. I mean, and the chicken is so optional, you know what I mean? But it's a way of kind of taking six chicken fillets to feed a family.
Yeah.
But stretching it out over 2 days, which I really love. And, like, it's a winner with young and old, because it's almost like the vibes of a pizza. You know, you've got the basil and you've got the mozzarella.
Yeah.
So what I do that first day when I make it, I top it with a little ball of fresh mozzarella and grill it under the oven. So it's almost like this kind of bubbly, cheesy, creamy, chickeny dish. It's
nice.
Delicious. I love that one.
So that's kind of what you're talking about with your top tips, like cook one carb, but then make it do a double duty.
Yeah, exactly. So same thing, like, let's say you do a curry and you do a simple chicken curry, put it in the slow cooker. So you're buying a jar of curry paste, a thing of coconut milk, and then if you're putting in, like, your chicken or your meat or your tofu or your halloumi, pop in things like, buy a bag of chopped up butternut squash, buy yourself a bag of baby potatoes. So you're not peeling anything. These are already kind of coming to you. The potatoes leave the skins on. Chop the little baby potatoes in half or quarters. Put those in with the butternut squash. Put them in with the chicken. Slow cook your chicken curry. So have that for today. And then you're cooking your rice. But the next day, well, what you've got left over, if you cook off some lentils, and make like a lentil dal, again with your coconut milk and your curry paste, because you've already bought them, they're in the pantry.
Yeah.
Make up a lentil dal. Serve what's left of the curry on top of the lentil dal. And the lentils are, like, again, lentils are a little bit like beans. They don't really taste like anything, but they'll take on the flavor of everything you put them with. They're full of fiber, full of protein, so they're really good for it. And then be clever about your toppings. Things that bring a curry or like a dal back to life the next day, a dollop of a really nice mango chutney, couple of crispy onions on top, little dollop of coconut yogurt, and then a little bit of fresh coriander. And I always buy a little pack of poppadoms. Poppadoms are only 37 calories each, and they're this crispy kind of crunchiness that adds something lovely the next day to kind of bring back a curry and make it be kind of alive again the next day.
And another one that you were suggesting was pork meatballs.
Yeah, so a lot of times we think about meatballs and we think of beef, but pork meatballs are fabulous. So you buy yourself a pack of pork mince in the supermarket, grate in a courgette, grate in an apple.
Okay.
So it brings a little bit of sweetness, you're getting a little bit of extra veg in there, roll them into your meatballs, cook off the batch on day one, right? And what I do is I buy a bottle of teriyaki sauce in the supermarket. Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of sticky hoisin barbecue. You can mix hoisin and teriyaki, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it forms this kind of Asian glaze over the meatballs. So you've got this kind of Asian style dinner. Do a little bit of noodles or a little bit of stir fry veg with that. And you've got these teriyaki glazed pork meatballs for day one. Take the meatballs the next day that you've cooked that are not in the teriyaki sauce.
Right.
Pour a little bit of a tomato sauce over them. Bake them in the oven. Ball of mozzarella over the top, and then bake those, and then I serve it in like these wholemeal brown kind of sub rolls, like bread rolls. Yeah, so we do meatball subs the next day, and like my kids think this is just the biggest treat ever. They're like, "Mom, meatball subs for dinner."
I want to move to your house. I want to move to your house.
And Ashley, one then.
Yes, and then something that I really like the sound of, and I've been using a lot of butternut squash and sweet potatoes lately in my cooking, is that slow cooker squash, like you were suggesting earlier with the lentil dal as well.
Yeah, it's lovely. And lentil dal is one of those ones. It's creamy, it's comforting. And again, you're putting things in your slow cooker. So you're starting a little bit of oil, you know, onion paste, garlic paste, powders, fresh, whatever you can get, a little bit of ginger. The lentils go in, the curry paste goes in, or the curry powder, the coconut milk goes in. So just let it slow cook for a couple of hours and it's done. And again, what's left over is perfect for lunch the next day because it's so satisfying and filling and nourishing. It's a really
I do need
one.
To get better at that. Like, Ashley, I have to be honest, I shouldn't speak ill of someone who's passed. My grandmother used to reheat things to the point that they grew their own life. So I have a problem with leftovers. And so I'm learning to get over it. R.I.P. Elsie Curtis, but I've just got to get over the leftover idea because it is not a very smart way of cooking. Like, I do have the luxury, I suppose, of having a little bit more time during the week than the weekend. So I would kind of do things from scratch during the week, but I certainly wear out of energy by the end of the week, and I just need to smart cook or cook smarter, like you were saying.
Yeah, it works. And it's just, it's a thing of having something that's nutritious and handy already done in the fridge. And I know sometimes it's also leftovers, people are like, oh, but it's about kind of tweaking the next day so you're not bored eating the same thing, but it's doing those little touches like, ooh, for what was creamy chicken over mashed potato is now tortellini kind of pasta soup, which is quite Italian.
That does sound
really
gorgeous.
Lovely.
So tell me about, before I let you go, tell me about an event on the 19th of October that you're part of.
Yeah, so I've got an event. It's in Mount Congreve in Waterford, and it's an event I'm running. So I've done a lot of these food and wellness days recently, and this one is very much freedom with food. So if you've had a challenging relationship with food, if you've tried everything from, you know, gyms, PTs, weight management plans, and nothing's ever worked for you, this one goes really deep into how we can change our relationship with food. So what triggers us to overeat, to mindlessly eat, and how we can look at building in a lot of mindful-based principles, which are all scientifically based, human-centric, to help us to change our relationship with food. So it's limited to 20 places. It's a really special day in the most stunning, stunning setting. So we're using wellness and food to help us to finally change our relationship with food. And that's
Ashley,
the 19th of October.
Yes, and people can find out more about it on your Instagram, I imagine.
On my Instagram and on the website. And if you go to my Instagram, I've got a really gorgeous weekly meal planner that I've done up with 20 recipes. Weekly meal planner, lunchbox tips, lunches,
it's great. It's fantastic.
All there.
Oh, Ashley, thank you so much for your time this morning, as always, Ashley Larkin. And thank you. And I'm going to go off and make my slow cooker coconut and butternut squash curry now. Thanks.
Weekend breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.